בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ תשס"ז 2007. לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה', שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או הווקמן בצידי החדר.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our weekly program Communication Today. With us in the studio is Professor Linda Kohlberg of Brighton University. Professor Kohlberg, you've just published a study on the importance of first impressions. Can you tell us something about it?
Well, everyone knows that as soon as we meet someone new, we form an opinion about that person. We do this very quickly, within just a few minutes. What we wanted to find out was whether these first impressions are important. Do they play a role in determining how, and even if, a relationship will develop? Will we become close friends? Or will we never want to see each other again?
Why were you interested in first impressions? Don't relationships change with time?
Oh, definitely. I'm not saying that everything is determined in the first 5 minutes. We can learn to like someone we didn't particularly care for in the beginning, and the opposite happens too. But we have found out that those first minutes are very, very important. This is true anyway for people aged 18 to 21.
Yes, I understand your research focused on first-year university students. Why is that?
Well, when students start university, they meet a large number of people for the first time, so they form a lot of first impressions. That's why a university seemed to be a logical place for our experiment. On the first day of class, we took 80 students, both male and female, and divided them into pairs. They had to introduce themselves to their partner and talk for either 3, 6, or 10 minutes. After the conversation, they were asked to predict whether or not they would become friends. Then, for the next 9 weeks, we created classroom situations where each student had to interact with his or her partner. That way, there were plenty of opportunities for them to discover more about each other. At the end of those 9 weeks, we completed the experiment by interviewing them all again.
And what did you learn?
Well, for one thing, those who formed the most positive first impression of their partners became the closest friends. Those who had a negative feeling about their partner when they first met did not change their minds. And it didn't matter if the first meeting lasted 3, 6, or even 10 minutes.
And you're saying these relationships are the result of those first few minutes?
To a large extent, yes. And actually, this is the result we expected. Think about it. It makes sense. If I enjoy my first meeting with you, naturally I'll want to get to know you better. I'll come sit next to you in class, and we'll communicate more frequently, and our friendship will grow stronger. But if at that first meeting I decide you're not really someone I like, I'm going to avoid talking to you when I see you in class. And when you see that I'm not interested, you won't be interested in me either. In this way, both positive and negative expectations come true.
I see. And what would you say about older people? Would first impressions work in the same way with them?
I doubt it. First-year students tend to actively start many relationships, but older people usually prefer to remain with the same friends. They aren't usually interested in enlarging their social circle, So naturally, first impressions don't play a major role in their lives.
Thank you, Professor Kohlberg. You've certainly impressed us all. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our weekly program, Communication Today. With us in the studio is Professor Linda Kohlberg of Brighton University. Professor Kohlberg, you've just published a study on the importance of first impressions. Can you tell us something about it?
Well, everyone knows that as soon as we meet someone new, we form an opinion about that person. We do this very quickly, within just a few minutes. What we wanted to find out was whether these first impressions are important. Do they play a role in determining how, and even if, a relationship will develop? Will we become close friends? Or will we never want to see each other again?
Why were you interested in first impressions? Don't relationships change with time?
Oh, definitely. I'm not saying that everything is determined in the first 5 minutes. We can learn to like someone we didn't particularly care for in the beginning, and the opposite happens too. But we have found out that those first minutes are very, very important. This is true anyway for people aged 18 to 21.
Yes, I understand your research focused on first-year university students. Why is that?
Well, when students start university, they meet a large number of people for the first time. So they form a lot of first impressions. That's why a university seemed to be a logical place for our experiment. On the first day of class, we took 80 students, both male and female, and divided them into pairs. They had to introduce themselves to their partner and talk for either 3, 6, or 10 minutes. After the conversation, they were asked to predict whether or not they would become friends. Then, for the next 9 weeks, we created classroom situations where each student had to interact with his or her partner. That way, there were plenty of opportunities for them to discover more about each other. At the end of those 9 weeks, we completed the experiment by interviewing them all again.
And what did you learn?
Well, for one thing, those who formed the most positive first impression of their partners became the closest friends. Those who had a negative feeling about their partner when they first met did not change their minds. And it didn't matter if the first meeting lasted 3, 6, or even 10 minutes.
And you're saying these relationships are the result of those first few minutes?
To a large extent, yes. And actually, this is the result we expected. Think about it. It makes sense. If I enjoy my first meeting with you, naturally I'll want to get to know you better. I'll come sit next to you in class, and we'll communicate more frequently, and our friendship will grow stronger. But if at that first meeting I decide you're not really someone I like, I'm going to avoid talking to you when I see you in class. And when you see that I'm not interested, you won't be interested in me either. In this way, both positive and negative expectations come true.
I see. And what would you say about older people? Would first impressions work in the same way with them?
I doubt it. First-year students tend to actively start many relationships, but older people usually prefer to remain with the same friends. They aren't usually interested in enlarging their social circle. So naturally, first impressions don't play a major role in their lives.
Thank you, Professor Kohlberg. You've certainly impressed us all. And to you, listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובבחינות הבגרות כולן. שלום.